Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Joel Allison. Mr. Joel Allison serves as the chair of the Baylor Board of Regents after a long career as a healthcare industry leader. A Baylor graduate, Mr. Allison spent more than four decades in healthcare management. In 2013, Mr. Allison led the merger between Baylor Healthcare and Scott & White Healthcare, which formed the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas and one of the largest in the United States. After his retirement from Baylor Scott & White, he was named chair of Baylor's Board of Regents for a two-year term that concludes in May. Today, we're going to look back at an eventful and exciting last 2 years in the life of Baylor University, and excited to talk about that with you today. Mr. Allison, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you, Derek. Thanks for inviting me. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and let's start off with your transition to life as a Waco resident once again. After your retirement from Baylor Scott & White, you and your wife Diane moved back to Waco. What has that meant to you to be back close to Baylor and part of the Waco community?
Derek, it's been great, and I have to give all the credit to my wife, Diane. It was her choice. We knew we were going to move from Dallas when I did retire, ultimately, and we'd always talked for years about retiring into San Antonio area, as she is from San Antonio, and we have a home on the coast in Port Aransas that we love to get to, and was nice to be close. But when we merged the healthcare systems, she felt like I was on I-35 so much that we need to get a little place here that I could stop off. We could both use in on the weekends when we came for Baylor activities or board meetings. So we found a little loft downtown. And after we used it for a couple of years, she decided that, hey, I want to live downtown. I want to live in Waco. Don't want to move to San Antonio. So that was our decision. We found a place downtown. We love it. She loves Waco. We love our church. We love being back at the university with all of the activities there, both of us being Baylor graduates, a deep love for Baylor. It's just been great. And reestablishing friendships with people that we knew in college, as well as people who are alums that have moved back to Waco, which we see a lot happening. We love the downtown area. It's, you know, it's so vibrant. Mm-hmm. And she loves to walk. We walk on the river. It's beautiful. There's just so many wonderful things about Waco, and the people have just been absolutely wonderful. Every time we go and have some kind of interaction, or we had to get driver's license changed, we had to go in Social Security when we went on the Medicare, things of that nature, people were wonderful. I keep telling her it's not a transaction. It's really a conversation.
Well, it's great to have you all as a part of that, that burgeoning downtown near Baylor, that scene. It's very exciting. Well, what's also exciting has been the last couple of years at Baylor during your term as chair of the Board of Regents. A lot's happening. Let's think back to 2017 when you accepted the chair position. President Livingstone was just beginning her presidency. Baylor was in the process of fulfilling the 105 independent recommendations to strengthen our caring community. We were in the midst of a verification process from the Big 12. Well, looking at all that, where did you begin? Where did you start when you accepted that role?
Well, first of all, Derek, I was very honored and humbled to be asked. I can assure you I didn't retire, and my wife moved us to Waco for me to become chair of the board. But with our love and passion for Baylor University, I was very honored and humbled when they came and asked if I would step in, and I was happy to do it. And it's been a busy 2 years. One of the real positives moving forward was Dr. Livingstone coming on board. We began our respective roles, hers as CEO, me as chair, on the same day. We've developed a great working relationship, a great partnership, which has been very, very important. And as we move forward, the board was coming together, realizing, you know, we've been through some very difficult days. It's been painful, embarrassment for the Baylor family. We knew we had work to do. The board was very committed to beginning a process of, one, as you mentioned, we were under review. We began implementing the 105 recommendations on how we could improve our overall Title IX process and our compliance programs, and we began working diligently in getting those implemented. We went through a governance restructuring. We had a governance restructuring task force of regents and non-regents that brought forward recommendations that we began implementing that really, I think, has benefited us as a board and as a university. We began looking at how we could really basically, Dr. Livingston and I talked about two things we'd like to see accomplished during those 2 years of my time and her continuing, of course, was to restore the trust in the Board of Regents. There was a lot of concern and a lot of issues around that, and we knew we needed to work through that. Also, how we could begin to heal and unify the Baylor family, and we knew that was very, very important. And the other thing is the board talked about how we could adopt better governance and become a high-performing board and really looking at ways in which boards do perform. We agreed in July of 17 at our retreat to go forward with the restructuring. We agreed on some of our principles and how we would operate, understanding the role of the board vis-a-vis the role of management. And so we spent a lot of time with implementing those, and I can go into some more of the detail on that. The other thing I would mention, though, that was very important is we began, Dr. Livingston and I began the conversation series that we conducted across the state and across the nation with the Baylor family. And it was a conversation with the president and the chair. And it was to be one of the things that we were committed to as a board going forward was to be transparent, to understand how we can really be more responsive to the Baylor family and the Baylor community and all of our constituents. And so those conversation series were very, very important, and they were very beneficial. We got to meet with a lot of our Baylor family, Baylor alums, parents of Baylor students, prospective Baylor students, in all the communities that we went to with our conversation series. And we went through that for a full year. And then Dr. Livingstone's continuing those conversation series. And I've got one more to do with her. I told her, I said, it's time you go ahead. I was there just to support Dr. Livingstone and to answer questions that obviously came up about the time before Dr. Livingstone that she had no involvement with. And also to introduce Dr. Livingstone and show the support that this board has for her in those series. We got another one coming up. Actually, I'm doing one more with Dr. Livingstone in May in Corpus Christi.
Great. Well, those are all very important priorities that you all addressed. How did you and your fellow board members, other leaders at Baylor, center yourselves and approach those?
I think it came back to really understanding the role of the board, because there was a perception, you know, and some of it was probably deserved, that there was overreach by the board getting into the details of the day-to-day, which we really need to look to the president to handle. And one of the great things about Dr. Livingstone is she understands organizational management. You know, she was at Baylor.
That's her specialty. Yeah.
She knows how to run an organization. And so we really began to talk about what's the role of the board, agree on that. Basically, we brought in outside experts to talk about board governance. We had Kathy Trower come in, who does a lot of consulting with university boards. We used the Association of Governing Boards, which is an institute, to help us understand good governance and understand that bright line between the board and management. And it basically boils down to, we agreed we had three responsibilities as a board. You have a fiduciary responsibility, which is to provide oversight for the ongoing of the university. We've got to be fiduciaries, and we have to be accountable around the budget. And then you also have a responsibility for strategy, which is kind of the foresight part of the board, and to approve the strategic plan. And one of the great things that's happened that I want to just mention now, Derek, that has occurred in the last 2 years was last May when the board approved the Academic Strategic Plan Illuminate. Wonderful strategic plan, and Dr. Livingstone and her team brought forward something that's very exciting. And that's part of what the board should be doing. We hadn't had the chance over the last previous years to really get into strategic studies because we were so much involved in some of the other issues, as you're aware of. And then the third area is what we call generative discussions by the board, which is the insight. We've got a great board. It's turned over. We've had about a 35% turnover in the board. We've brought in some new members that have been very much contributors. And so when you talk about taking the expertise of people that come from different walks of life on your board and getting their voice in the room and having good dialogue and being very open and transparent in the conversation and yet having a trusting relationship within the board was very, very important. And we've really, I believe, done a lot of work there. And the board is really together and moving forward. As you know, in our governance restructuring, we expanded the board. We made voting members of representatives from the Bear Foundation, from the Letter Winners Association, from the faculty. We now have two faculty voting members, so we have that voice in the room. We have student representatives. We have a voting member and then one that's ex officio that's on the board. And then we also had the agreement with the alumni elected board members, and they've been very great board members as well. So again, we've really expanded the board. We've done a lot of work, and we all are beginning to really understand the role of the board and how we can become a high-performing board and really supporting Dr. Livingstone. Tremendous support for Dr. Livingstone and her team. One of the other things that's happened over the last 2 years is she's been putting her team in place. Mm-hmm. And now with the most recent hiring of the provost, she's got a new chief business officer, and she brought in a new marketing person, as you know, a couple of years ago. So mm-hmm. she's been building a very good executive team that she leads very capably.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Mr. Joel Allison, chair of Baylor's Board of Regents. And Mr. Allison, as you talk about the some of the changes to the board and that approach, what about enhancing that communication with the Baylor family? It seems like there's been some purposeful ways you've tried to communicate more with the Baylor family.
No question, Derek. That was one of the things that Dr. Livingstone and I agreed on that we wanted to do. Obviously, the conversation series is one, but just being available whenever I was asked to come and speak to different constituents. I'm happy to do that. I wanted to speak with donors, I spoke Letter Winners Association, to the Bear Foundation, just to really let people know what we were trying to do moving forward, that you know, the Board of Regents wanted to restore that trust and really be more transparent. We do a press conference after the board meetings and able to be with the media and answer questions as appropriate. And the other thing I would say is one of the great things about Dr. Livingstone, she's a great communicator. Mm-hmm. She has great relationship skills, which I think is very, very important. She's very humble, which is a great trait for a leader. She's very knowledgeable, and she's very approachable. I mean, the students here love her. I mean, literally can't walk across campus, I don't think, without having at least hundreds of students coming up and wanting a selfie. If I walked across campus with her, I was usually pushed aside. They wanted to see Dr. Livingstone. They wanted to talk to her. You see her at all the events. Her husband, Brad's a great support, does a great job supporting her. She's got great relationships with donors, with our constituents, with the faculty. Obviously, having been a faculty member at Baylor, she understands the Baylor culture. Baylor is a very special place. And the one thing that I have found in talking to the various constituents, and some who obviously have very strong feelings on the future of Baylor and how we move forward, I found one thing in common, no matter where they were coming from, Derek, everyone is passionate and they about Baylor and they love Baylor. They love what we stand for. We are unique. We're a Christian university built in the Baptist tradition, and we want to continue that. Dr. Livingstone's committed to that, and that's what makes us special. And as Dr. Livingstone says so well, there's a need in this world today for a Baylor University. And that's part of what the strategic plan that she has developed will allow us to continue to do. And we've got great students. I get the privilege as I volunteer at the Robbins Institute on Healthcare Leadership and Policy, mentoring students as a senior advisor and working with them. Great students. And they sell the university. And I've had the opportunity to talk with students why you came to Baylor and what impressed you. And I had one recent conversation with a young student who said that she had the chance to go to Wake Forest, Duke, North Carolina, obviously, and Vanderbilt. She was from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. She went to all those and she came back. She told her mom, I just didn't feel like those are where I belong. And her mother just mentioned Baylor because she didn't have a history with Baylor. So she said she came down, made a visit on Baylor, and she said in 15 minutes she knew this is where she belonged. Wow. And it was because she met some of our students. They took her around. She understood the culture. And that's really what makes it, I think, very unique and special.
It's fantastic. We are visiting with Mr. Joel Allison, chair of Baylor's Board of Regents. Was you talk about staying true to that. What are some of the foundational values that you brought to this role as chair of the Board of Regents, and probably things that have shaped you even as you've been an alum over the years, a supporter, and that you brought into that leadership role?
Well, what I hoped I could bring to it was the understanding I had of why Baylor is so special to me. Everybody has a Baylor story, and my Baylor story was no different than it was. I came to Baylor on a scholarship. I would have never been able to come here without a scholarship. So I understand the value of scholarships and our endowment and the things that we're doing with the launching, which is, I think, another great program of the Give Light campaign. And at Baylor, I got a great education, found my calling, literally found my calling into healthcare ministry, and I found a wonderful, beautiful wife, and this year we celebrate 50 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And there's just something special. And I was the first in our family to go to Baylor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you love this place. And you want to see it continue to do well. And we're in a good place today. We've had some exciting things happen. People look at all the positives we've had. So far outweighs the negative. We're still very strong. Our, you know, applications are up. We're getting students, and this is probably the highest academic standards of students we've had coming in this coming fall. Our sports teams are doing great. We've got the greatest of head coaches, I think, of any university in the country. You think about our Lady Bears now going on in that. The men are in the NCAA. You've had baseball's doing well, tennis, golf. Our football team went from 1-11 to 7-6, which is unprecedented.
Yeah.
And all along, and with the leadership of Mac Rhodes, our athletic director, truly building champions for life. They're champions on the field, on the court, but our students are champions off the field. You look at their community service. Look at their mission trips. Look at how they approach life. And they're all so positive, and they're very, very courteous and kind. And, again, Baylor's unique, very special.
Well, I think you've kind of answered this question a little bit. But as you approach the end of your term, you'll stay involved with the university. But what about Baylor's future do you find most compelling as you look at Illuminate, as you look at some of the directions Baylor's going? What's most compelling to you?
I think what's compelling to me is the vision that Dr. Livingstone brought forward of becoming a Tier 1 Christian research university in today's environment. I think that's going to be very important. And as you know, she put in her four core principles that are built around our and five signature academic initiatives that many people are aware of. We're going to continue with the four principles of being unambiguously Christian as a educational environment, which I think does separate us from a lot of places, and it's very positive for us. I think it's a continue to transform undergraduate education, which has really been the base core of Baylor. It's really been a very positive part of Baylor is a great undergraduate education. I'm a product of that. My wife's a product of that. Couldn't have gotten a better education. I think also the research and scholarship part of this principle, marked by quality, is going to be very important going forward. Students are looking for that opportunity in the undergraduate as well as the graduate level. And then finally, again, the nationally recognized programs in human performance through the arts and athletics. I mean, we've got a world-class music department. Mm-hmm. I mean, unbelievable. We go to Carnegie Hall each year. I mean, it's just Dr. Martinson and his team have done a great job, as well as the performance of our athletic teams, both on and off the field. And then the five academic initiatives are very important because when you look at what students come here for and you look at health, that's obviously a big part of who Baylor is. Any pre-med, pre-dent, nursing, administration, analytics. Also, data sciences is becoming even bigger as a part of the academic initiatives. Material science. These are the areas that we see moving in the future and where we need to be. And Dr. Livingstone's got great vision around that. And then human flourishing and ethics. And again, that builds your foundation. My foundation was built at Baylor for my Christian life. I could have gone a lot of different directions, but because of Baylor, my professors, people who took an interest in me, it really helps. And that's part of what's so great about our faculty is their interest in our students. And it's a very special experience. And then finally, Baylor in Latin America, where we have opportunity to make a difference and really continue to, you know, educate young men and women for worldwide service by integrating the academic excellence with a Christian commitment in a very caring community. So that's what's key. And one of the things that we did over the last couple of years, I think, has helped us is how we make decisions, how we move forward. And part of that was the agreement by board and administration on some four non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. What are the things that we're always going to have is that core value system? And the first one was to keep Baylor a Christ-centered university. And will this decision keep Baylor Christ-centered? Will it stay true to our mission? Will it stay true to our core convictions as a Christian institution built in the Baptist tradition? And then finally, is this decision the right thing to do for the right reason? And we agreed that if we could work through that screen and say yes, 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 most likely we're going to make a positive, good decision for Baylor going forward. And there's a lot of exciting things going on. I'm very, very pleased that the board enthusiastically endorsed the Illuminate Academic Strategic Plan. Great plan. Dr. Livingston's team did a great job. I'm very excited that we launched the Give Light campaign because endowment is so important, as well as facilities that would be needed. And again, this is where I think we respond back to the Baylor family. And I think we have that opportunity to move forward. Now, do we still have some things to work through? Yes. But I think we're moving in a very positive way, in the right way. Board's doing a great job, I believe, in all the changes that we've made, the turnover, and the fact that we see the real distinction of what good governance is, and also by the fact that we've got an excellent president that's very engaged, very much involved in operating the university and doing a great job, and has built her team now. And so I think it's, you know, this kind of, without being a cliche, the future is bright.
Yes.
It is very bright. I do believe Baylor will continue to be that shining light on a hill in a very dark world. And as Dr. Livingston says so well, the world needs a Baylor.
Well said. That's very exciting. You painted a picture with a lot of passion there, and I know other people share in that, and that's incredible. Mr. Allison, congratulations on a great 2 years, and certainly a lot to be excited about, and also glad to know that as you transition off the board, we're still going to see you in Waco. You mentioned you're still working with Robbins College students in an advisory role. I know I've seen you at some of the sporting events, so we'll look forward to seeing you and Diane around, and early congratulations on your upcoming 50th anniversary.
Thank you, Derek. It's been a real pleasure and honor.
Mr. Joel Allison, Chair of Baylor's Board of Regents, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other Baylor Connections programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe on iTunes. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.